Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Those of you might remember, some of you might remember that tune as the theme from a medical drama called Saint Elsewhere. But now our medical drama continues with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Doctor, thank you for coming back on.
John, how are you? Thank you for playing the music from Saint Elsewhere. When I was in medical school, that was an important 9 p.m. show for me. I would study right up to 9 p.m. I'd get myself some ice cream, sit myself down in front of the TV, and I loved that show. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that is an awesome, awesome show.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Can I ask the doctor a question?
Why, certainly.
All right. Dr. Copen, David Jennings here. What do you say to people who have adopted the position that, oh, it's all over, everything is fine, we can get back to normal? Is that in itself a problem?
Yeah, that's a problem. I want it to be over. We all want it to be over, but it's not over. And I think the phrase that we're done with the virus, but the virus is not done with us, is the right way to think about this. This virus is still here, David. It's unfortunately not going away yet. And this is really about learning how to live with it. I think many people have figured that out. Those who have not really need to think seriously about the fact that the virus is still with us.
You bet. And by the way, if you have any questions about that or anything related to COVID-19 or vaccinations, and you want to ask the doctor, the lines are there, 312-981-7200. What motivated me to ask you on is that the FDA advisors are backing, I believe it's pronounced Novavax, as a new COVID-19 shot option. It's not, as I understand it, been approved, but it has been recommended. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Novavax virus, John, is different than the other vaccines that we have available. The mRNA vaccine, Moderna, and Pfizer, and we know that it's a unique way of making vaccines that have been incredibly effective and truly a miracle that we have these things. The Johnson & Johnson, the Janssen vaccine, that's a more traditional vaccine. And what the Novavax company did, they engineered these nanoparticles that mimic some of the proteins on the virus coat, and that stimulates the body's immune system to make antibodies and create other immune response to that vaccine. So it's a different type of vaccine than the other ones. And I think, John, that the value will be for people who don't want the mRNA vaccine for whatever reason, having Novavax available could turn out to be a helpful thing.
312-981-7200. Let's go to, I think it's Joe. Joe, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Got a question.
So the question is, which I every year usually get a postnasal drip, and ends up being either a sore throat, and get every year and tell the doctors, okay, come in, go, can I get checked out and make sure it's not strep or anything more serious than that? Says, well, you got to go get COVID tested first. I've had my two shots and everything else besides that. Just curious what's the deal, knowing this is a reoccurring thing every year that I get.
Joe, this is really a dilemma, I have to tell you. We live here in the Chicago area, the upper Midwest. There's tons of allergies. Many of us have allergies all four seasons. Maybe a little respite during the winter, but that's it, right? So post-nasal drip, sinus congestion, a sore throat. Some people, that's exactly COVID symptoms. So that's why your physician said, hey, before you come in, I want you to get tested to make sure it's not COVID. So how can we tell the difference? That's really the question. I have to start by saying sometimes we can't, particularly at a time like we are right now, Joe, where there's so much COVID around that it's, you know, so many people, I'm sure you know a lot of people who recently or even now have been infected with COVID. So I think if it's this, if it's upper respiratory symptoms, you kind of feel achy, kind of flu-y, like you have a cold, that likely is not your usual allergy symptoms, and it's worth getting tested for COVID at that time.
Does that help you out, Joe?
Okay. That helps me out. Great.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You know, Dr. Copan, while we were talking, while you were talking to Joe, it has struck me over the past weeks, months, that any type of runny nose, I don't know, maybe a sore throat, even a headache, the first thing that pops into mind, oh, I wonder if I have COVID. But not everything is COVID. I mean, things are just good old-fashioned nasal drip, aren't they? I mean, the old things are still there, so to speak.
Yeah, the old things are, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, and I think, you know, psychologically, John, for all of us, how difficult is this? You know, we live our lives, we're going out, we're breathing the air, and we're going to get all the stuff that we always got before there even was COVID.
Right.
And I think it plays on everybody's mind. And, boy, I'll tell you, for the folks who, as David, the news guy, asked in the beginning, people have just said, I'm done with this. It's not difficult to understand why they're saying that, right? I mean, it's 2.5 years almost. It's like enough.
But like you said, they're done with it. But the virus isn't done with us.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. And you know, now I checked today, the Illinois Department of Public Health on its website publishes a really helpful graph to tell us which variants are active in Illinois. So, you know, like we started with the original variant. It's, you know, who even remembers that one, right? And, mm-hmm. You know, then we've gotten, you know, we had the B, and then we got into Delta, right? We all remember Delta last summer that caught us all by surprise. And then the gigantic amount of infections we had in the winter with Omicron. And now we're living with Omicron variants. So Omicron is a variant of the original COVID virus. But within Omicron now, there's multiple sub-variants. So the one that we started with was this BA2. Then we had BA2.12.2. And now there's a B4 and a B5. Those were first identified in South Africa. And now we're starting to see a little bit of that coming to the Chicago area, into Illinois. Now, is that going to be a big deal or not? We don't know. It's something that we have to watch. In the southern United States, B4 and B5 is now about 20% of the identifiable subvariants. So this is just something that we're going to have to keep our eye on. And the reason, John, I want our listeners to understand this is the virus is still here. It is not going away.
Dr. Jeffrey Copan is the Chief Medical Officer in Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. We've got callers on the line, and we'll do more when we come back on 720 WGN. And I'm John Landecker with one of the great advisors on staff here at the John Landecker program. Dr. Jeffrey Copan, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, is with us again. We're taking calls, texts, so let's get right to it. Pete in Chicago, you're on with the doctor. Hello.
Hey, good evening. Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking the call and the time. And I have a question about Paxlovid, which is the viral medicine that they're giving. I tested positive right after Memorial Day and went to the doctor within the 5-day period, and they put me on it with albuterol. I just got off it yesterday. And I'm still having a little bit trouble breathing, and I'm wondering if I should go back to the doctor or just keep taking the albuterol and see if that does the trick.
So Paxlovid is an antiviral medication that is effective in inhibiting the ability of the virus to replicate. It's terrific at doing that. It's very effective. And we know that Paxlovid is great in helping people who are at risk of getting very sick from an infection with the COVID virus, from getting very sick and requiring hospitalization. So it's terrific that way. It is not unusual, Pete, that somebody who takes the Paxlovid after finishing the course of the medication will still have symptoms. Sometimes after concluding the course of the medication, individuals can actually have an increase of their symptoms for a little bit. It's kind of unusual, but then they typically do better. So having just listened to you talk, you can speak in full sentences. I'd give this a couple more days. I'd give you a couple more days and just let your body continue to heal. If we get to Friday before the weekend in a couple of days and you just feel like you're just not making any progress, it would make good sense to reach out and communicate with your physician.
All right, Pete.
I really appreciate that. Thank you guys very much. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for calling, Pete. Let's go 312-981-7200. Let's go to Jody. You're on with Dr. Copen on WGN. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 58 years old, and in February I had a Johnson & Johnson shot, and then in November I had a Pfizer booster. The other day at work, I was working with a gentleman very closely. He was touching my keyboard and everything at work and sweating and a sore throat, and I found out today he had COVID, and I don't know if what I should do. Should I like take a COVID test or should I go get a booster? I don't know what to do because I know Johnson & Johnson wasn't very fair in that in the shot quarterly.
Okay, so a lot going on there. So let's start with the vaccinations that you received. So if I understand correctly, you got one Johnson & Johnson and one Pfizer. Is that correct?
That is correct. My booster was Pfizer. My first shot was Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, okay. So that you should have pretty good basic protection from that to keep you from getting ill, really ill.
Okay.
So that's important. So I don't forget, Jody, what you're going to want to do, though, not right away, but and we'll get to this in a second. I'm going to want you to get a second Pfizer vaccine, okay, booster. All right, that'll be helpful to you. You're going to want to do that. But this potential contact with somebody with COVID occurred how many days ago?
He tested positive yesterday, and I was working with him, and this morning I found out that he had COVID. He tested positive.
Right, but it was yesterday that you had the contact with him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So today's a little bit too soon. Even if you were infected and you're going to develop symptoms, it's a little bit early today.
Okay.
So usually with the strain of Omicron that we have right now, it's 2-3 days for most people. We can go out to 5, even 6 days. So I would say if you can make it through the weekend and you're fine, you don't have symptoms, you're okay. You're going to be okay and not to worry. The key thing is, do you have symptoms? If you don't have symptoms, you can continue to live your life just like you would had you not had any contact with this gentleman. If you make it
Should I wear a mask, though?
Yeah, so you could. I mean, that would be the safest thing for other people if you go ahead,
right.
If you're going to be around other people, to wear masks. That would be a very kind thing to do for other people, so yes. If you get into next week and you don't have symptoms and, you know, so you did not get infected, you should go ahead and get that second Pfizer.
Okay.
Then you'll be fully vaccinated and boosted, and that will put you in a much better place as the summer continues.
Okay, Johnny?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. John Landecker at 726 at 720 WGN with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, who's Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. We've got a couple of texts that are here, but I have a feeling that in the time that's left, trying to launch into a answer to some of them might not fit in the time allowed, but I'm sure the doctor will be back. Well, I'm going to try one anyway. This is from I'll just go right back. I take back everything I just said. From 815, my daughter had COVID 2 weeks ago. She was admitted Sunday night with stroke-like symptoms, tremors, dizzy, etc. All neuro tests negative. She's better. Could that come from COVID?
Wow.
Yeah, that's that's why I sort of hesitated on that text. But there you go.
John, without more information, it's really hard to answer that. But standing on one leg, first of all, let's celebrate the fact that the daughter is fine.
Right.
Whatever this was, whatever caused these neurologic symptoms has totally resolved. This person is apparently back to normal. So, you know, I'm thrilled to hear that. It would be very unlikely that 2 weeks after an acute COVID infection that something like this would be due to COVID. I would be surprised if it was. We have not seen those kinds of symptoms, that manifestation of COVID occur, particularly with Omicron. So I would say it's unlikely this was from COVID. But again, I'm just so happy that this person is okay.
You know, I thought I'd get you on to talk about this Novavax, and lo and behold, many people still have many questions about the things that we've literally, well, you've been at it for a long time, but things that we as individuals and Americans and even all over the world, we've been dealing with these things for literally years now. And these are the same, if I'm not mistaken, these are the same type of questions, and these are the same type of answers. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, I think so, but it's okay. I mean, we need to continue to talk about this.
This is
a major part of our lives.
Yeah.
We should take nothing for granted when it comes to having the correct information, the best information that we have about COVID and how it impacts on our lives. And, you know, I'll tell you, I am always happy, John, to answer our listeners' questions and helping people understand COVID and the ramifications for our lives as best as possible.
Thank you for being with us, and have a great evening. Thanks again, Doctor.
Yeah, you too. Everybody take good care. Good night.
Good night. That's Dr. Jeffrey Copen. Love having him on. Chief Medical Officer from Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, with John Landecker here at 720 WGN.